This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. I saw somebody tweeted this question, EB.
All right.
What was more fulfilling? Yeah. Breaking 80 recently or winning the stake off?
When I buried that last putt to shoot 79, it felt exactly like winning that stake contest. it was the identical feeling.
Mm-hmm. The thrill of victory.
Yeah. Thrill of victory, especially because the way you guys are describing the overseasoning. I thought, oh, for sure.
You're vindicated. You're vindicated. Yeah,
but I didn't realize that Mar was so dumb.
Did you try one of my Mar's pieces?
No, I tried it. It was disgusting.
Yeah. How did that not finish last?
I don't know. I lost to that. I have to live with that
did
now.
Did you try it?
I did.
Yeah,
and it wasn't great.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna feed what I cooked to my dog when I go over. Because that's where it should go.
All right. Honestly. Scott Abraham has waited patiently. Sorry, Scott, for having you on
apologize,
late.
Apologize, buddy.
Boys, how do I follow the stake off?
My goodness,
this is a tough act to follow.
It is.
And by the way, Rogers must see TV. I was watching on the IG
yes,
Live.
Yes.
I got to get him on my show. ASAP.
No, he's a star. He's a superstar.
Yeah, I'll break down the bills for you.
No doubt. That was the biggest revelation of that whole bit you guys did, Rogers.
Yeah. Well, we've known him for a while, but yeah.
He's special. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it.
Thank you for sharing him to the world.
Of course. We need to do it more.
So the Commanders are 8 to 9 point favorites, depending on where you look.
Yep.
It's the most that they've been favored at home since 2017. Prohibitive favorites here. Looks like, you know, the offense is rolling. Should be an easy win, but give us the status on Brian Robinson. We obviously know they lost Jonathan Allen this week. What's the health status right now?
B-Rob is going to go, in my estimation, and I think everybody on the beat believes that as well. We talked to him on Wednesday, very encouraged. He's been out there practicing. He's going to be out there on Sunday. I think the big question mark is going to be Dorrance Armstrong. He did not practice on Wednesday, did not practice on Thursday, so he's dealing with that injury right now. So I'll be surprised if Dorrance plays. But other than that, you know, Luvu and Wagner, they had a kind of veteran rest day. Yesterday, they're both going to play. So for the most part, I think it's just going to be Dorrance Armstrong monitoring.
What's the plan for, I mean, you don't replace Jonathan Allen. I mean, the guy's a leader. He's been a multiple-time Pro Bowler, but they have to replace him somehow. I saw your interview with Johnny Newton. He seems like a very capable and eager young kid. But again, he's a rookie. He's not going to bring you the same sort of production as Jonathan Allen. What does that plan look like? Newton and who else? Is it Mathis in a rotation there?
Yeah, so, I mean, thank goodness they had some depth at the defensive tackle spot, because going in you had Payne, Allen, Fedarian Mathis, and Johnny Newton. They drafted Johnny Newton, obviously, in the draft with the second-round pick, and it's going to be Daron Payne and then the rotational pieces of a Johnny Newton and Fedarian Mathis going on Sunday. And, you know, they drafted Johnny Newton in that second-round pick for a reason. Remember, he was pegged to be a first-round pick, but he was dealing with that foot injury that made him kind of slide down to the second round, and he was just a beast in the Big Ten. And they think there's going to be no drop-off. Johnny believes there's going to be no drop-off either. He's excited about the opportunity. You know, as you mentioned, we talked to him on Wednesday, and he knows he has a big opportunity, and there's a lot of pressure, per se, on him to kind of fill the void of a Jonathan Allen, who's a Pro Bowl-type player. And, you know, Carolina, they're going to want to run the football. Chuba Hubbard, very underrated running back. I think he's had 4 straight games of at least 90 yards. So they've been trying to play a little bully ball in Carolina, really trying to establish the run, take some pressure off Andy Dalton. So I think priority number one for Washington on Sunday is going to try to stop that run with Chuba Hubbard.
Scott, did you get a sense of relief at all this week from the defense that, look, this week we don't have to chase around Lamar Jackson. We don't have to track down, even though he wasn't effective against them, Kyler Murray. There's no real threat of a run from Andy Dalton. It's a different sort of quarterback approach. Does it seem like that's just easier for them? They can get more of a pass rush on him because he doesn't have the escapability of those other players they've faced.
Absolutely, guys. You know those dual threat quarterbacks, those dynamic type quarterbacks, they just put so much pressure on a defense. And when you have an Andy Dalton that doesn't really necessarily move around too well as a pocket passer, much easier for a defensive line blitz to get home. And, you know, it was interesting to listen to defensive coordinator Joe Witt Jr. yesterday. He basically pigged four plays that really were the difference in that game on Sunday. And it came down to communication with that Ravens loss. And I think for the most part, they were encouraged with the way they played. But, you know, they let Zay Flowers do his thing, and there are some communication breakdowns. They get that cleaned up against Carolina. And Carolina is really banged up as well. I mean, Deontay Johnson, their wide receiver, hasn't practiced all week. He's questionable to play on Sunday. So in terms of a get-right spot and maybe a smash spot, there's no reason why Washington should not win this game going away. Carolina defense is atrocious. They've given up at least 34 points in three straight games, where the Washington offense has scored at least 34 points in three of the last four games. So there's no reason why Washington can't score at will against Carolina, and it's going to come down to the Washington defense doing their part, getting some stops, getting some turnovers.
Scott, your best guess at this point, do we see Manny Forbes and or Jamin Davis in this game Sunday?
I'm going to see Manny.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say they're, if it's not broke, don't fix it, and I think they're very happy with their cornerback situation, where Noah I has been stepping up and doing well, and then Benjamin St. Juice, and then, you know, maybe you see a Jamin because of the injury to Dorrance, so because he could be in that, you know, pass rush, that hybrid type mode. So maybe a Jamin. I don't think you'll see an Emmanuel Forbes. I mean, I just think that ship has sailed, guys.
Wow.
It might have sailed in terms of his future, but if you believe Dan Quinn at all, and I know coaches just say anything, I think they haven't been thrilled with him, but they wanted a little heavier package to deal with Derrick Henry. So, yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
And maybe it's a reset, too. Maybe it's, again, you sit him down for a week, you kind of, collect his thoughts and do those teaching moments, and they're still very positive with Emmanuel Forbes when he was asked about Emmanuel during the press conference on Wednesday. So I just think in terms of depth chart wise, Emmanuel Forbes is definitely not top two, top three cornerback right now for this team.
So Deontay Johnson has been a pretty pivotal piece for this Carolina Panthers offense. He didn't practice yesterday. Are the Commanders preparing for him to be there on Sunday or not? Because if he doesn't practice today, most likely he just doesn't go on Sunday.
Yeah. Right. No, they're preparing like he's going to play. And Joe Wood Jr. was very complimentary of Deontay Johnson during his press conference yesterday. Basically, that was the first time Joe Wood Jr. actually kind of saw some tape on Deontay, because he was with Pittsburgh for so many years and he never really had to deal with him in Dallas. So he came away very impressed with the route runner, the separation that Deontay gets on his route. So, yeah, you're going to have to game plan for Deontay Johnson acting like he's going to play, because he's such a weapon on that Carolina offense where they don't really have a lot of weapons other than Chuba Hubbard. So they're going into this like Deontay's going to play. We're going to know more, obviously, by the end of the day tomorrow.
Hey, I'm curious, because it's somebody that we talked about a lot. There was a lot of hype, at least catching the football. At what point will we see more out of Ben Sinnott?
Yeah, you know what? I'm sure you guys have seen this, but he's a tremendous blocker. There's been a couple of run plays this year where he really sealed off a gap and sealed off a linebacker or a cornerback to spring a McNichols or a Brian Robinson Jr. He's been very impressive from a blocking aspect. And you see a Zach Ertz, he's staying healthy, which has been a key element to this offense, because Zach Ertz, you know, he's had a prone of injury history with him, and he's been tremendous. Staying healthy, he's been that security blanket. So I think this is what the plan is all along, where Sinnott is a rookie, still learning, still growing, watching, being a sponge to a veteran like a Zach Ertz. He's going to get his moments. But when he's out there, Ben Sinnott has been very impressive as a blocker. So I know the coaching staff has been very pleased with Ben Sinnott.
Well, somebody who's taking advantage of the opportunity is Noah Brown. He had 8 targets last week in the loss to the Ravens. Looks like he's really becoming the number 2 wideout behind Terry McLaurin.
Again, I mean, kudos to Adam Peters and that staff for doing their due diligence. Obviously, Noah Brown was a training camp casualty for the Houston Texans, but they brought him in and they gave him a chance, thinking he'd be a good fit in this offense. And you know what? It's paid off. He's developing a rapport with Jaden Daniels in terms of timing, ball placement, and he's been a great complement to a Terry McLaurin. You throw in a Luke McCaffrey. This offense is humming right now. I love what Cliff Kingsbury is doing. Some of the play calling, that flea flicker screen was unbelievable. It's a fun offense to watch. And how long it's been since we've said that, guys, in this town, watching a Washington Commanders offense on Sundays. This is a fun offense, and finally they're scoring points, pushing the ball down the field, some big explosive chunk plays. It's very fan-friendly in terms of enjoyable watching this offense go.
Well, no doubt about it. We talked about it earlier that the most points that they were scoring per game in basically the last decade was when Kirk was quarterback, and it was right around 22 points a game, and now they're 30 points a game. I mean, it's night and day from what we've been used to. Thanks, Scott.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next week.
Yep. Yeah, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, it's interesting with Sinnott. We talked about him so much in training camp, and they drafted him, and there were all these expectations. Mm-hmm. So I went to ESPN.com to punch up his stats.
We look for his game logs?
Well, even though it lists him tight end.
Right.
They have it listed under defensive stats and a bunch of zeros.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, that's weird. Let me try a different site. And went to like Pro Football Reference. The same thing.
Here's what you need to look for. Something that tracks blocking. Because that's all he's done at this point. I'm a little surprised that he hasn't been integrated into the offense a bit more. But look, when your offense is humming along like it is at this point for the Commanders, you're scoring almost 30 points per game. You don't really need to tinker with it that much.
Bring
him along slowly.
I'll be honest with you, I can't concentrate. I'm just still delirious from the victory.
You're on a high. Euphoria.
Yeah.
You're experiencing euphoria right now.
I can't really. Yeah. It's like literally I need a cigarette. I don't smoke.
You're euphoria. I am doldrums.
I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. I feel like.
You have the urge.
You have a range of bragging rights here because. You have a steak, which is like a manly thing, and then you have a silly thing like the PBJ.
PBJ, I took pride in, but not a lot. I mean, I'm just glad anytime you get a dub, you're happy.
Hey,
for
you know
the
what?
Dub.
I may be Tony Bennett when it comes to food challenges.
Out.
I may just instantly retire.
Cakes, I don't know how yours lost to Mar.
I don't know either.
Tailgate Ted pummeled Cakes.
Now, these, I have to question everything. Yeah. I have to go back to drawing, question everything.
No, yours was tough.
Yeah.
So like maybe Tailgate Ted got an even tougher part.
But it really
that was
shouldn't
hard.
Have been because they were all in the same package. All of those steaks.
I know, but if Drab cut a different section,
I know
he might have cut a rubbery section.
I can blame Drab. I can put it on Drab
again. I didn't cut the steak. Tailgate
okay, so
did.
Tailgate Ted might have
blamed Ted.
Tailgate Ted might have had, for some reason, might have a vendetta against
maybe
you.
Maybe he does. Maybe.
Have you beaten him in pickleball or something?
We've never played.
Maybe he's been in the show.
He hooked Cakes because Cakes cut his own, and they were like these disgusting chunks.
Maybe Ted, he did me a favor.
Nate made it look nice. And
I kind of liked yours, though.
Yeah,
I ranked yours second, but I did rank EB's first.
My steak was the Carolina Panthers of steaks.
Cakes might be the unmanliest person at the radio station.
It's very possible.
Can't cook a steak, has a tiny smart car, doesn't have a callus on his hands.
Yeah, it's true.
Change the thermostat.
There's a lot of mounting evidence. It's a very good point.
But to lose to Mar.
Yeah, losing to Mar.
I looked at Mars. I know. I looked at Mars. It makes me, honestly, if I stared at it long enough, I would puke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you try it?
No. I can't even look at it.
I didn't even
I'm dead serious.
You tweeted that you're upset because of your presentation, but presentation wasn't part of the taste test.
No. It's not just presentation. I eat my steak with crab cake.
Right.
That's how it should be served,
it's
with crab cake.
Turf.
Okay, but do you believe yours, if you took two pieces, would you be honest? I think yours tasted pretty good. I can't remember what I scored it, either a 7 or 8. But EB's tasted better.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you.
Mine would have tasted better if you ate it with crab cake.
That's not the point of the taste test.
What?
So what of mine? And they hated everyone else's. It was about the steak. I'm telling you. By the way, I just changed my profile name to Steak King.
Steak King now. Okay. Yeah, you know what? You won. Nobody can argue. I can't argue. You're
I
Steak
think
King.
That might be my next T-shirt. Yeah. I think I just found my next
the
T-shirt.
The show can't end soon enough.
Got a picture of...
I need to
hey, how do you put an emoji in your profile name? Do you know
I'm
how to
sure
do that?
I know that.
Somebody help me.
What are you, 8?
Yeah, he's Elon. See,
I like emojis.
You can see some pictures in the video at Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram and at Junks Radio on Twitter. When we come back, we'll make our picks, our official picks here on the Junkies, and give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Disturbed in concert.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.